I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Couple of rumours getting around over the last 24 hours, most of them via the Daily Telegraph. The first one, Luciano Leilua. Now, the Telegraph is reporting that he has signed with the North Queensland Cowboys for season 2023 and has asked for a release effective immediately to go up there. I don't know if anyone else saw the Cowboys Instagram page on Saturday morning, but the boys were doing a road run up the biggest fucking mountain I've ever seen, smack in the middle of the Townsville heat. Personally, I couldn't think of anything worse, and I couldn't quite imagine a Leilua up there. I can't imagine anything worse than doing that. I imagine it'd be similar for Luciano, but it's an opportunity. It seems to be a big money opportunity as well. Now, I said the other day, when they signed Isaiah Papali'i, that I was like, I like this signing, but I hope it doesn't cost them Luciano Leilua. The reports were that they were going to have to squeeze someone out. Now, if the Cowboys are offering him this much money and he's willing to go, the Tigers are going to have to up that money to keep him. Now, I love Luciano Leilua. As you all know, if you've listened to the podcast for a long time, I'm a big fan of him. But good God, I would not be paying this much money to keep Luciano Leilua there. I don't think it's a bad call. I saw the Whisperer post something on Twitter that he shared as well, where he sort of said a similar thing, and I back it 100%. I've been very critical of the West Tigers, but if you have to spend this much money to keep Luciano Leilua there after his brother has just walked out and just absolutely lashed out at the coach and, you know, calling them names and all this sort of shit, I don't know if it's just too much noise. I love Luciano Leilua. I think he's a great player, very solid. Defensively, there are issues. That's the other thing that you have to take into consideration here. But if you have to beat the money that the Cowboys are offering, because personally, I think the Cowboys are giving him big overs based on what we've seen in the last few years. He's been impressive. He's been good. He's got a huge high-end potential, but we don't see that very often. He tends to bring out that high-end potential against the bottom teams, with all due respect to Luciano Leilua. It doesn't mean he's going to do it forever, but that's sort of been the narrative. I wouldn't put him in the same category as his brother, but look, I wouldn't be paying this huge amount of money to keep him. And I know Tigers fans are pissed off. They feel like they're losing a really good player, which you are. You definitely are. But just because they're really good doesn't mean you pay them more than what you should pay them. Yeah, what you lose in Luciano Leilua, you bring Sean Bloor in. I've got to tell you, the value you get Sean Bloor at for paying Luciano Leilua 800K when Michael Maguire didn't even want to use him for 80 minutes for the vast majority of season 2021, I think Tigers are making the right call here. I think this is a good little balancing act that they're putting themselves through. They've got Sean Bloor there. If they keep him, personally, I think that's a win, to be honest with you. So if I was the Tigers, as much as Luciano Leilua has been a great player for them, he's been very impressive. He's not this highlights reel sort of guy. He has improved in defense, but there are still issues there. He's not a bad tackler. He's just not a great defender, yeah? And there's a big difference between the two, and he has proven to not be a great defender. Similar to his brother over the years. And I just think with the outside noise, and I think it's so unfair on Luciano Leilua that I'm even saying that, but I just think it's the reality of the situation. I mean, You can't be somewhere with your brother, your family. They leave the building and all they do is bag the living shit out of the guy that's running the building, and you as the little brother are sitting in there trying to play happy families. It just doesn't work. Let's be perfectly honest here. Call a spade a spade. I don't care how many handshakes they have, how many conversations they have. There is always going to be a lingering smell around that relationship that your brother thinks I'm a dickhead and he went out and publicly labeled me as a dickhead, even though he knew his little brother was still in the team. I mean, that's the hatred that obviously Joey has for Madge. So for me, I just don't think it works. I think that this is a good divorce. I think the Luciano Leilua is getting a great deal at the Cowboys. I think they're paying overs to get him up there. I think that they're paying a fair whack of guys overs up there at the moment, which is a bit of a worry for the Cowboys, but that's just sort of the predicament they're in. If the Cowboys are able to get the very best out of Luciano Leilua, I think he has got the potential to be an 800K player, 800K player, whatever it might be. I believe the mark is around 8 or 7. Let's say at 8, you can normally knock a bit off by these media reports. Let's bring it down to 7. I still wouldn't be paying this guy 700K. I really do like him. I think he's got that high in potential. I think if you get the very best out of him, he is worth 700K, maybe even 750, but for me, I wouldn't be paying him that much based on what I've seen so far. And I think the Cowboys, they are paying a little bit overs there, realistically. I think this is a good decision by the Tigers. I wouldn't be chasing Luciano Leilua. If he can make that sort of money, pat him on the back, say, well done, congratulations, that's the best thing for your family, and just let go of the Leiluas. Just cut it from your history, let it go. End the Luciano Leilua relationship on a good foot and just leave Joey out there. Let's just move past it. It's not good for anyone. Joey's trying to sell a fight, so he'll probably say more and more shit as time goes on to keep himself relevant. Just remove yourself from the situation. I think it's the best call. You've got Isaiah Papali'i coming. Now that you've potentially, if you let Luciano Leilua go, maybe you can get Papali'i a year early. We'll see how it plays out. You have got Luke Garner. You have got Bloor, as we mentioned. There's a couple of good guys in this system that can step in, and I think you can potentially spend that money, that Luciano Leilua money, elsewhere and come out on top here. So good decision by the Tigers. I back it. I wouldn't be chasing him too heavily, and I'd also be releasing him because I just think there's too much noise. You keep a Leilua that isn't happy in your system, you know what's going to happen. We've seen it too many times. We've even seen it when they're not in the system. Everywhere Luciano Leilua leaves, he bags the people behind him, essentially. That's just the way it is. Sorry, not Luciano, Joey. Yeah, and I think it's going to continue. Just separate yourself from the party. Let's move to the next rumor, and it was Nick Kotrick reportedly heading back to the Canberra Raiders. I'm not sure how much I'm buying into this one at the moment, realistically. See how it plays out. I believe he's still got another 2 years on his contract. If Canterbury are sitting at a table with Brandon Smith, for example, with Reid Marnie, and they look around their squad, this is what I was talking about the other day, and they look around their squad and they go, if we lose Nick Kotrick, who do we bring in? And there's a list of about 8 first graders that you could bring in and that could do really well. You've also got the young fella coming through in the juniors as well, the centre that's going to be there in a couple of years. So if they were to lose a centre who, let's be honest here, they're not getting the best out of anyway, I understand it from Canterbury's perspective. It would mean that they could go into the market, they could get a big fish to wear 9 or 7. I would probably be going for Reid Marnie in that situation. Or you can re-enter the Brandon Smith argument and all of a sudden your club looks completely different. You got Josh Adokar there, you got Brandon Smith, you got all these guys from winning teams walking into this club. So from Canterbury's perspective, I completely understand it. I completely back it. He doesn't look comfortable there to me. I'm not inside the building. I look at Nick Kotrick. He doesn't look as comfortable at Canterbury as he did at the Canberra Raiders. I think that's across football, social media, everything. I wouldn't surprise me if he is very happy to go home. That's nothing against Canterbury. Just the reality of the situation. Now, I'm hearing rumours that if Nick Kotrick does go back there, there's a chance that Jarrod Croker could be medically retired. I'm not going to...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Confirm that or even say it's close to true. That's just what I've heard, so take it with a grain of salt. But Jared Croker has looked pretty bang average for the last 18 months, and it hurts to say that because I've got so much respect for the guy. He's done so much in our game. He's been such a champion guy for so long, but you've got to call it as it is. He is not playing great football, and they've got a lot of really quality guys. They've got Tomoko, Sebastian Chris, Harley Smith-Shields, who right now, Jared Croker is more experienced and everything, but I think right now I have to pick one of those three over Jared Croker because I'm just not seeing the best out of Crokes anymore. The medical retirement wouldn't overly shock me. If they get Kotrick back, I mean, it's never a bad thing to have a guy that played for the Kangaroos a couple of years ago that you got the very best out of. But once again, I look at that team and I'm like, do you need a center? You got a heap of young guys that you could do really well with. I mean, they're not lacking in any other position, realistically. They've got a stacked forward pack. They've got two hookers. They've got a half. They've got a 5'8". They've got Sammy Williams to cover those guys. They've got a one in Chance. They've got Jordan Rapana there. So, I mean, they are a pretty well-balanced squad. Having Nick Kotrick's never a bad thing, but I don't know how much longer we're going to roadblock these three young guys that I think could all step into the NRL right now and be really talented. We're hearing that apparently the Dolphins, I went to say Redcliffe again, got to get out of that habit. The Dolphins are reportedly sniffing around at a couple of those guys, which I would be as well. Harley Smith-Shields is the name they're throwing around, but realistically, I think every single manager in the NRL would be in contact with the Dolphins trying to work out what's doing, if nothing else, trying to make their club that currently has their player sweat a little bit, especially the longer this goes with the Dolphins not signing anyone. I think the more calls they're getting because managers will probably start to smell that they're desperate or at least think they're starting to get a little bit desperate. So Nick Kotrick back to the Canberra Raiders. I think it'd be a really good move by Canterbury. I think he would be a loss, but I think he's a loss that they can cover, and they can cover with some really good value. They signed him as a Kangaroo. He is so far from a Kangaroo at the moment, it's not even funny. Dare I say, they've got other guys in that system. Aaron Scoop, for example, who wouldn't even be considered in an Australian team in any way, shape, or form. And I would argue that he's probably playing better than Nick Kotrick. So I think they can cover this loss, Canterbury. I think it'll be a really good opportunity for them to invest into a 7 or a 9. I think the Tigers letting go of Luciano Lailua, I think this would be a good decision. I wouldn't be competing with this big money. Let the Cowboys pay overs and hope that they can get the very best out of this guy. I think it's a smart move from the Tigers to separate themselves from the Leiluas. If all this does come true, which God knows if it will, it's rugby league, it's the Daily Telegraph. I might have just spent 10 minutes blabbering on about something that never happens and is never spoken about ever again. Tends to be the way in rugby league. But if it does all go through, I think it's a good decision by the Tigers. I think the Cowboys have overpaid to get Leilua. I think it's a good decision by the Canterbury Bulldogs to be able to spend that money elsewhere. Canberra Raiders, it's not a bad decision, but I'm not sure if they need him realistically.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.